In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. Let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott, continuing my talks on God's flawless chronology. Last week, I gave you some interesting so-called coincidences from the life of Samuel. Some amazing things. Saul was anointed king because a bunch of donkeys had gotten lost. Little things like that. Are they just happenings? Or is someone in charge? Yesterday, I was telling you about some so-called happenings or incidences, coincidences, that took place in my missionary life in Ecuador. Five men were planning to try to reach a group of people called Aucas, now known as Waurani. We knew that they were Stone Age people. We knew that they didn't wear any clothes, and we knew that they kill people. We didn't know very much else. But the men felt that it was high time that someone should try to go in there and reach those people with the gospel. And so this so-called Operation Auca was born. It was the vision of Nate Saint, our wonderful jungle pilot who served us under Missionary Aviation Fellowship. And so the men dropped gifts for a period of about 15 weeks. Nate did the flying. He would take Jim Elliott with him or Ed McCulley. And they would drop gifts to these people, sometimes by parachute, sometimes free fall. And it appeared, from what they could see on the faces of these people, because Nate was able to fly very low, that the people were very delighted with the gifts that they were receiving. And so the time came in January of 1956 when the five men went into their territory hoping to meet them face to face. They had what appeared to be a very friendly contact, and not very long after that, they were all killed, speared to death for reasons which we could not then know. God is almighty. There can be no evil so great as to be beyond his power to transform. That transforming power brings light out of darkness, joy out of sorrow, gain out of loss, life out of death. Just a few weeks ago, I met a very well-known preacher from California who became number 6 of well-known preachers who have told me that it was the testimony of Jim Elliott that turned their lives around. Gain out of loss, life out of death. Nothing is beyond the power of grace to redeem it and to turn it into something productive. The will of God is not a given quantity. It is creative, dynamic, flowing action. Jesus participated in that action by submitting his will to the will of the Father when he was here on earth and moving with power along the appointed way, according to the appointed time, choosing the Father's will above his own. The Lord of the universe asks you and me to choose to follow him, to participate as Christ did in the flowing action which is his will. Now, this talk was prepared on a brilliant winter day. Temperature was 16 above zero. The sea was flashing and glittering in the sunshine. My study was warm. I was in perfect health. But I was uncertain as to exactly which task to tackle first. I had correspondence that needed to be answered. I had a newsletter that I needed to write some things for. I had a Bible study coming up that I need to prepare for. I had files to sort. And, as always, there was Gateway to Joy. When am I going to do the preparation for Gateway to Joy? A look at the date and my deadline proved to me that I did not have any choice but to work on the talks for Gateway to Joy. That had to be given first priority. Yesterday, I told you about an amazing so-called coincidence, humanly speaking. When my husband Lars and I, my daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandson were actually sitting in the house in eastern Ecuador, in the jungle, the house that Jim Elliott had built. We were sitting there with some Indians, eating hard-boiled eggs and manioc, when up the trail came a stranger from Switzerland, of all places, a young man who had ridden his motorcycle 5 hours from Quito because he wanted to visit Jim Elliott's house. To him, I'm sure it must have been a shocking coincidence to discover that the widow and the daughter of Jim Elliott were sitting in that house at that moment. A coincidence? God knows exactly what he's doing. A Puritan named John Flavel distinguishes three manifestations of the will of God: his word, his commanding will, and those things which are revealed to us. The commanding will, Deuteronomy 29:29, says the secret things belong only to our God. And then there are those things which are revealed to us. They belong to us. But they are mysteries, and they are God's mysteries. His revealed will is shown to us in his word. For example, in Romans 12:9-17, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Are you sitting there saying, what is she talking about now? I thought she was talking about God's flawless chronology. Yes, I'm still talking about God's flawless chronology. But I'm also wanting to remind you that you and I are meant to cooperate with God in his operations in this universe. Here on earth, he has put human beings, men and women and boys and girls and little children, who can learn to do his will. And I hope I'm speaking today to some homeschooling children. What do you think the will of God is for a homeschooling child today? I can tell you what it is. Part of it, anyway. It's God's will for you to study. It's God's will for you not to complain because you don't like arithmetic. It's God's will for you to be nice to your baby brother, or to be willing to babysit for your baby sister when somebody wants you to come out and play. Little things like that. But I've just read to you a passage from Romans 12, which is just one of many passages in the Bible that tells us things that we must do, which constitute the will of God. We can choose to disobey him. But God tells us, if you love me, do what I say. I just read you four verses from Romans 12:9-12. The last thing it says is practice hospitality. Are you doing that? One of the things that is commanded in Scripture. His revealed will is the commanding will. Is that clear? I don't think anything could be clearer. What God has told us to do, that is his commanding will. No questions about that. It is his holy and unchangeable word. But he reveals his will to us also in his works. And here we have two distinctions. Those things which he brings to pass, or effects, or produces, or executes, or enforces, or accomplishes. Those are such things as summer, winter, springtime, harvest, sun, moon, and stars. God executes them, doesn't he? He brings them to pass. He produces them. He made the red crabs of Christmas Island. Red crabs of Christmas Island? I'd never heard of them before. But I was watching one of those fascinating nature films on TV, and I learned that the red crabs of Christmas Island have, and are you ready for this, a limb that has a tiny little brush to clean their eyes, because they cannot retract their eyes. Now, some crabs, I guess most crabs, can retract their eyes, and when they're retracted, they are cleansed. But the red crabs of Christmas Island cannot retract their eyes. How are they going to be cleansed? God thought of that. He gave them a limb with a brush to clean their eyes. And we could see the close-up camera film of those tiny little brushes cleaning the red crab's eyes. All of this is accomplished exactly as God intended it. The effecting will. There's another kind, the permitting will. So we have here two different things, the effecting will, which is good, and the permitting will, which is evil. We're up against the naughtiest theological question. Why did God permit evil? We have no question regarding our necessary duties, but we have many questions regarding what God permits. God knows exactly what he's doing. And he says, "Will you trust me? Will you love me? Will you praise me?"
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.